Blog Talk Radio.
This is the EWN Radio Network. Welcome to Thriving Entrepreneur with your host, Steve Kidd, third-generation minister and business coach. Join Steve and his guests to get answers to your questions and help break through to the next level in your business.
Hi, this is Steve. Welcome to Thriving Entrepreneur. You can feel it inside of you. There is a message in you that is longing to come out. It's inside of you, banging on the door of your heart, begging to let it out. You know you were born with a purpose. You know that in you is a passion. But often our thoughts and our fears get in the way of releasing that very important message that we have within inside of us. We keep from allowing ourselves to shine because of fear. What we often need is some help. We need someone who can step in and help us get out of our own way and really let us do what we were brought on this earth to do. So today I'm delighted to be joined by my impactful friend and coach, Christine Closer. She's a specialist in how to help people release their transformational book into the world. Christine has a proven system that takes people from wanting to be a writer, wishing they were a writer, knowing that they have a message burning inside of them, to actually having a published, best-selling book. If you've ever wanted to write a book, today is your day to begin that journey. We're no longer going to put it off. We are going to dive in like the thriving entrepreneurs that we are as we welcome Christine Closer. Hi, Christine. How are you today?
Hey, I'm great, Steve. Thanks for having me.
Oh, well, thanks for being a guest on the show. I was so blessed to be able to have you as one of the speakers at the Speak and Write event that Lisa Nichols did here recently. But for those of you who aren't familiar with you, can you tell us a little bit about your background?
Oh, we could spend an hour just on that. But yes, I'd be happy to share a little bit of my background, and especially as it pertains to the work that I'm doing today. I'm really working with transformational leaders and authors to help them, you know, get their message out and do what's right for them and make a difference being who they are. So if you kind of go back in time a little bit, it was 2003. My husband decided that he had this idea to write a book. And he knew nothing about writing books, and neither did I. But he set about, you know, traveling the country to interview over 300 Major League Baseball players, because that's what he was writing about. So while he did that, I set about digging my nose into Dan Poynter's self-publishing manual and figuring out, well, how do we get his book into book form? And it was about mid-2004. It took him almost 2 years to collect all the interviews, but by mid-2004, I started asking myself, well, heck, if I know how to do a book, why don't I do a book? It had been on my bucket list to become a published author, and I decided that I was going to do it. Chicken Soup for the Soul was like all the rage, and I thought, you know, I'm a leader of this amazing community of 500 women entrepreneurs. Why don't I ask them if they want to write a chapter? I'll write a chapter. Now that I know how to publish a book, we can all check this off our bucket list. And in early 2005, my very first book came out. It was called Inspiration to Realization, and I thought I could check that off my bucket list. And 2 months later, that book was actually reviewed in the print version of Entrepreneur Magazine as one of the best books for women to read that summer. And lo and behold, I had a whole bunch of other women coming up to me and saying, well, when are you going to do the next one? And at first I was like, what do you mean next one? I checked that book thing off my bucket list. But they were persistent, and I, you know, heard clearly I was supposed to keep doing this. So that was how the journey all started back in 2004, with that book finally coming out in early 2005. And ever since then, in some capacity or another, I had worked with authors, but always a little bit at arm's distance, because the work I've really been doing since 1997 was deep transformational life-changing work, primarily with women, really helping them shift who they are, how they show up in the world, get clear on their vision, clear the blocks that are in the way of having them, you know, live the life that they want to live. So that was always what I cared about the most, was the transformation. And the books were sort of, you know, out here, like I said, held them arm's distance away. And then through a series of life events that brought me to my knees in the end of 2010, early 2011, and when I say knees, I'm talking a complete destruction of a $500,000 business I had built. We're talking bankruptcy, foreclosure, and Christine Closer wondering if it's even worth it to get up another day and keep going. Through that time and through the heat of my own fire of transformation, having lost everything, that's when I feel like the skies opened up and delivered me with this aspect of transformational author. I could actually blend these two worlds that I knew and loved. Transformation, like really having life-lasting impact on people in a deep way, where they come in working with me one way and they walk out a different person, a better person, the person they've always dreamed of being. I could combine that with the transformational process of writing books. So now I combine these two things together, and soon after that, I'll call it pit, bottom of the barrel experience, in early 2011, I put together my first ever transformational author experience, which to date has now trained, I'm in the, actually running a training right now, but more than 70,000 authors around the world have been impacted by this training since the bottom of the barrel in 2011. So apparently the universe wanted me to put together the transformational journey with the journey of authorship, because together it's like transformation on steroids. It's pretty awesome.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, since we're talking about transformation, it's a perfect lead-in for you to talk to us a little bit about that transformation that is in all of us, that's just waiting, it's just begging to come out. How does that show up in most people's lives to begin with? How do they recognize that transformation is in them?
Well, they usually have a moment of knowing. A lot of my clients have had really profound life experience, you know, whether it was a challenge that they went through or just an awakening they went through, some sort of moment or experience that leads to a moment of feeling like, wow, you know, I've just been through something and I know that I can help people. And it's like it's not a head thing. When you know that you've got this inside of you, it's like a seed that gets planted on your heart, and you can feel it, you know it, you have a sense of it, and that in and of itself, I think, is an indicator that someone really, you know, has some great content to write a book that will make a difference, not just for themselves as they write it, but for their readers, you know, for their business if they're focused on entrepreneurship and actually growing a book-based messenger-type business. And, you know, the ripples ripple out to the world, but it starts with someone knowing that they've lived something where if shared and taught to others, it would benefit them. So that's usually a little bit about how they know.
What would you say to the person who says, well, I'm just small, I'm sure you've heard that many times in your career too, I'm just a mom, or I'm just an accountant, or, you know, whatever they say. What would you say to them about what is in them? Because, you know, I don't know that I've ever met anybody that doesn't have something in them that's just, you know, beating at the walls, wishing it could get out.
Absolutely.
What do you say to somebody like that?
Well, we all have it. We are all amazing human beings. We are all unique expressions in this world, And we are the only ones who can write the book that we are meant to write. And you're exactly correct, Steve. I hear this all the time. You know, who am I? Who's going to listen? Why does it even matter? So for the person who's using the language like, I'm just this, or I'm just that, or I'm not that, or I'm not that, I don't have a PhD, you know, I don't have whatever letters I feel like I need after my name. What makes me an expert? I was just recently, actually yesterday, in the Transformational Author Experience, was talking with Mark Allen, who's the publisher of New World Library. He is the man who basically discovered the unknown Eckhart Tolle and put him on the map for his book, The Power of Now, which has sold millions of copies. And, you know, if you know Eckhart Tolle, top of the New York Times bestseller list, you know, weeks of teaching on Oprah's couch, amazing, amazing story. And what Mark, the man who discovered him, was saying just yesterday in the Transformational Author Experience, was he was talking about how each and every person, the only expertise they need to be able to write their book is life experience. Your life experience is your credential. Would you rather learn how to navigate through a peaceful divorce from someone who's done it, or from an attorney who talks about it, right? Would you rather learn how to parent a child with special needs from someone who is educated in the arena of special needs children, or a mother of three special needs children, right? So if you can shift your perspective from who you think you just are, or who you think you not are, aren't, that doesn't make English sense, who you think you aren't, and really look at the essence of who you are and what you've lived, what you've been through, what you've experienced, what you know in your heart, that is what makes you the expert. And I bet that any best-selling author you could look at right now, right, was once someone where they weren't sure that what they had inside of them really mattered either. And now, millions of copies later, right, Eckhart Tolle sitting on a bench having his moment of awakening, another ordinary guy. Neil Donald Walsh was homeless, right, homeless. And then had his New York Times bestseller Conversations with God come out. I mean, those are just a couple examples, but every other book that you see on the top of the bestseller list, or even in the middle or the bottom, or not even on the bestseller list, but still having a big impact in the world, are stories written by everyday, regular people. The difference between them and the difference between you is if you stay in your story of I'm just this or I'm just that, and you believe it, you will never have the opportunity to be like them. The only difference is that they said yes. And they walked through the fear, and they walked through the challenges, and they walked through the, I don't know how to do this, to doing it and making their difference. They, I'm doing a little quote marks with my fingers, they were, quote unquote, just someone too. But they decided to walk through whatever might be in the way and go for it. And that's why you know their name. Not because there's anything super special about them that isn't, you know, just as special about you, right? We're all special in our unique way.
That's such a great encouragement for so many people out there. If a person walked away from this episode with nothing else, if they could really capture that whole concept of, I'm not just whatever you say after that, but I am really here for a reason, and it's time for me to really shine. So
you bet.
We need to take a little break here, but we will be right back with more from Christine, learning how to write our transformational book. We'll be right back.
I'm looking for a certain kind of woman, and I think you know her. She's an entrepreneur that is highly connected, successful, significant in her own industry, and considered the go-to woman in her community. She's received so much from so many women in business, she's ready to give back to others on their journey, lifting as she climbs. Hi, this is Sandra Yancey, and I'm the founder and CEO of eWomen Network. I'm looking to connect with the woman I've just described who lives in your community so that we might have a conversation about how eWomen Network's proven success system can provide her a platform to elevate her success and ability to support women in business. Our international community of managing directors are influencing the speed of success for women in business around the world. If that sounds like something that you want to be part of or know someone we should talk with, send an email to managingdirector@ewomennetwork.com. That's managingdirector@ewomennetwork.com, and let's start the conversation.
Are you ready to be a celebrity expert in your field? Are you your own best kept secret? Do you have talents you want to share with the world? Are you ready to be seen as an authority? Do you have a message you need to share with the world? You know to your core you can help people if you could just reach them. Kathy and I want to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. Are you ready for this? How would you like to be recognized on top media outlets? What would becoming an Amazon bestseller do for your business? How many people could you inspire? And it doesn't take a lifetime. It doesn't take years. It doesn't take months. In fact, in just 60 minutes, you will become a celebrity expert in your field. In 30 days, you will be a best-selling author, and you will be seen on NBC, CBS, ABC, CNN, Fox, and the Wall Street Journal. How does this work? Will you be interviewed on our show, Thriving Entrepreneur, which will then be broadcast on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, and many others, as well as promoted to a network that has a database of over 500,000 people. Your expert interview will be published in your very own book, which is guaranteed to hit best-selling author status on Amazon. Your name and the book title will appear in major media outlets, including ABC, NBC, Fox, CNN. We can guarantee that. Plus, as a bonus, you'll get a custom social media package to promote your book and an MP3 of your interview with 5 key tips on how you can repurpose the content for marketing and sales. Don't be the best kept secret. Get ready to play an A game and be the authority in your field. Go to wehelpyouthrive.com and click on the authority package to get yours today.
Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur.
This is Steve, and I'm here with my guest, Christine Closer. We are talking today about bringing out that transformational book that's hidden deep, buried within you. We've talked to you so far a little bit about how to find and release that transformational message that was implanted in you. Let's get back to the conversation. Let's step forward into some practical things that people can do. What can we do to allow the message that's inside of us to be released? What are the actual physical things we should do to pull that message out of ourselves?
Well, one of the most simple ways to do that is to actually sit down and put pen to paper and begin to explore what's inside of you, not in the form of I'm going to sit down and write a book. Because when you're just getting started, and if you feel that message inside and you know that it's got to be released, chances are if you sit down with the intention of, I'm going to write a book, you can get stopped very easily on that path. Whereas if you sit down with your favorite journal, your favorite pen, my pens all happen to have purple ink, but if you sit down with your favorite journal and your favorite pen and just begin to explore. And as in a question perspective, like sometimes what I'll do is I'll write at the top of the page a question. right? The question you write down could be, what is this message? You know, what am I supposed to be sharing? You know, what do I know that I would like to teach others? You know, just jot down some of these sort of thought-provoking questions. You can use those. You can write down others. But just write them down. And then just take a moment to sit with what the question is and open up to the answers. And just freehand. You're not writing complete sentences. You're not worried about order. You're not worried about structure. You're not worried about anything. It might even just come out as bullet point, bullet point, bullet point. This, that. All these little nuggets of inspiration, all of these, you know, beliefs that you have, all of this understanding that you have about whatever, you know, you are here to share through your message. Because, you know, there's a lot of people like, oh, yeah, I have this message, but I don't know what it is. And they're not actually putting pen to paper to simply explore what the message is. So that would be one very powerful and practical tip that I would recommend you all do. Maybe you're going to go out this afternoon and get yourself a new journal and your own purple pen or whatever your favorite color is. And just let that be the place you begin to explore these ideas. Because once they're on paper in that form, then you can begin to see how that and those little bullet points of information, wisdom, tips could actually create and be expanded into content for an entire book.
I even encourage the people that when you're in that writing process, that if some stray thought comes into your mind, just write it down too. It may be, oh yeah, I've got to go to the pharmacy and pick up the so-and-so's prescription or what have you. Just keep that stream of consciousness going by just continuing to write it, because then you'll write that down and you'll move back into what you were writing. Whereas if you stop and work on not having that thought with yourself, you lose the stream of consciousness that you had that's flowing onto that journaling. So I just encourage people, just write that down and just keep on moving. You know, I mean, stray thoughts are going to happen like that. I think sometimes we do ourselves an injustice by forcing ourselves to only think about one thing.
Exactly.
Especially as female entrepreneurs, you know, I mean, let's face it, you know, females are masters at thinking about multiple things and juggling them constantly. So to ask them to sit down and only do one exact thing, I don't know anybody, especially if they're a mom that, you know, isn't doing like 20 things at once constantly anyway. So.
Yeah, and you know what I suggest for people who are like that, and even for people who are working on multiple books, which I don't recommend, but if they do, it's like, okay, if you're going to sit down and work on one book or one thing, like have that journal in front of you, and then next to you, have your notepad to put the extraneous thoughts of, oh, don't forget to go to the dry cleaner, right, or pick up pasta for dinner, or whatever it might be. And if you're working on multiple books, if you're taking your notes for one book, and then you have ideas that pop for the other one, you want to have a journal next to you for the second book so that you don't lose the thought, but it doesn't distract you from what you're focused on in that moment, which is book number one. So for those of you who, like me, have a fairly consistent to-do list running through your head, rather than a second book journal, you'll want to have, I have right next to me as I'm speaking to you, I have my pad of paper right here. It has bananas and laundry detergent written on it before we started the call. But that's what was on there before as I was working in my previous project. So great point, Steve, and especially for women, yeah. Because then you'll spend 15 minutes thinking about or longer thinking, well, what was that thing that I thought I was supposed to do that I didn't write down? Write it all down. Can't go wrong that way.
So we write down all of our thoughts, and we're beginning to see a pattern emerge from that. Should we then go into something more practical, you know, an outline or those kind of things? Or is there a step before we start actually getting into the writing that's good to do next?
Yes. A very powerful step that I encourage everyone to do is once you've gone through this process and you have all these, you know, just random or not so random ideas on the page, I highly recommend that before you start writing the book, two things. You get crystal clear on who you're writing the book for. So who's your audience? Who's your reader? You've got to identify them to be able to write to them. So who are you writing for? And number two is, what problem will you solve for them? Right? If you're writing in nonfiction, especially prescriptive nonfiction, and most, you know, women, especially women business owners, this is what we're writing. We want to teach people from our experience, you know, how to do what we've done, or how to avoid what we've avoided, or how to, you know, get to their results shorter, clearer, cleaner, with more joy, more ease, more grace, whatever it is that you're writing about. Who are you writing for, and what's the journey you're going to take them on? Like, what's the result? What problem are you going to solve for them, and what's their point B? If they open up your book and you consider the very picking up of the book point A and the end of the book is a point B, where do you want them to be? And when you know these two things, you can pretty much create the content in a straight line, clear path to help take them on that journey. So those are the two things you need to do to really connect with the reader and know what transformation you want for that reader, the journey you're going to take them on. Once you have that clear, then before you get to working on outline or any of that, the other thing to do, and again, you need the clarity of who the reader is and the journey you're taking them on, write your back cover copy first. Right? Your back cover copy, I consider it the 250 most important words you will write for your book. Because if you picture yourself in the bookstore, what do? You look at the title sticking out on the shelf, you take the book out, you look at the front cover, you flip it over, you read the back cover. And the back cover copy is what determines if the book goes back on the shelf or it gets taken up to the register. And if you write your back cover copy, and again, might not be the final back cover copy that gets printed on the back of your book, but it can be like your North Star through the writing process, always referencing, is what I'm writing part of what's going to deliver the promise that I'm communicating on the back cover of the book? And writing the back cover might only be 200, 250 words maximum, but it is the most important writing you're going to do for the book because it's what gets people inside. So I would strongly encourage you to do that first. You know, come up with a headline, a few descriptive paragraphs, you know, 3 to 5 kind of benefit-driven bullet points. So someone just flips it over and read the bullet points, they get a good sense of the gift, right? The promise of what this book is going to do for them. So I would encourage those steps first, and then it would be time to consider moving into writing an outline and moving forward with writing the book. That kind of clarity up front is going to give you a really solid foundation, because trust me, I've met people before they worked with me who have literally written the wrong book. And I don't want you to do that. I want you to write the book for the purpose that the book has. And the back cover copy is a really surefire, proven way to help you get clarity in that before you start writing.
You have a message that's inside of you. You know that it needs to be released. Now you've taken the first step. You've gone from a concept to having written the back cover to your new transformational, impactful book. Now what are you going to do next? We're going to dive into what may be holding you back and what are the things you can do right after this commercial break. We'll be right back.
This is the EWN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. One of my mottos for business owners is, you can't do it alone. Whether you're in the startup stage of your business or you're scaling, you can't grow without relationships to provide support, wisdom, and new customers. eWomen Network is your home to connect with other women entrepreneurs who have been where you are or are experiencing the same challenges. We have chapters across the U.S. and Canada that have monthly events featuring our trademarked process called Accelerated Networking to ensure you get the contacts, resources, and leads you need to grow your business. And once you become a member, you get many benefits, including 2 one-on-one coaching sessions, unlimited access to our membership database, your own personal profile page, and discounts on products and services with our business partners such as UPS and American Express Open. Join the eWomen Network community and let us help you live your dream. For details, visit eWomenNetwork.com.
Are you ready to be a celebrity expert in your field? Are you your own best-kept secret? Do you have talents you want to share with the world? Are you ready to be seen as an authority? Do you have a message you need to share with the world? You know to your core you can help people if you could just reach them. Kathy and I want to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. Are you ready for this? How would you like to be recognized on top media outlets? What would becoming an Amazon bestseller do for your business? How many people could you inspire? And it doesn't take a lifetime. It doesn't take years. It doesn't take months. In fact, in just 60 minutes, you will become a celebrity expert in your field. In 30 days, you will be a best-selling author, and you will be seen on NBC, CBS, ABC, CNN, Fox, and the Wall Street Journal. How does this work? Will you be interviewed on our show, Thriving Entrepreneur, which will then be broadcast on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, and many others, as well as promoted to a network that has a database of over 500,000 people. Your expert interview will be published in your very own book, which is guaranteed to hit best-selling author status on Amazon. Your name and the book title will appear in major media outlets, including ABC, NBC, Fox, CNN. We can guarantee that. Plus, as a bonus, you'll get a custom social media package to promote your book and an MP3 of your interview with 5 key tips on how you can repurpose the content for marketing and sales. Don't be the best kept secret. Get ready to play an A game and be the authority in your field. Go to WeHelpYouThrive.com and click on the authority package to get yours today.
Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur.
All right, so people are now finding themselves with some really good information, and they're still hitting a point of resistance. I don't know why it is in some of us, but there's just that, there's that vision for what we want to do, and then there's the action for it. So how do we identify what are those things that are holding us back from releasing our message that we have inside of us? It's just, you know, I mean, I've met people that it's like it's banging inside of them. They just, everywhere they go, they feel like if I could only just get this thing out, and yet they're holding themselves back. What can we do to identify that and then to release that?
It is always only ever a person, like something that's happening within you personally. It's never about the content. It's never about the know-how. You know, while I teach people how to overcome, again, I'm putting quotes up, writer's block, there really is no such thing as writer's block. If I told you all right now to pick up a pen and on the paper write, I took my dog for a walk and saw a frog along the way, period. You could write. There's no block to the actual writing. Usually what's going on is the block is somewhere inside, and the fear, the doubt, the confusion, all that stuff is stirring because there's something unresolved inside. And I'm going to give you 2 questions that you can ponder that will help begin to loosen this stuff up. One of the questions, and I can't take credit for it, this is years ago when I was interviewing Gay Hendricks, who's written multiple New York Times bestsellers. The question that he brought forward when someone is stuck is to ask yourself, what part of myself needs to be loved right now? What part of myself needs to be loved right now? Is it the 7th grader who got an F on a paper in English and heard the teacher say to them, hopefully you'll be good at something else because you should never be a writer. Or whatever it was, right? What part of myself needs to be loved? Is it the one that's concerned about perfectionism? Is it the person that's concerned about being exposed or being vulnerable? Like, what if people really find out the truth, you know, of who I am and what I share in this book? And if you can get in touch with the part of you that needs to be loved and give it voice, then you write down your answers to those questions, and it helps get it out of your system, out of your body, and onto the page. And what most people I work with find is once they do that writing, if they just, you know, shift 5 degrees and start writing for the book, it flows so much easier. The other question, if that one doesn't resonate with you, on the second question of ponder to ask yourself to help it release is, what am I really afraid of? Right? If you're not able to write, it's usually because there's something yet unidentified that is causing you some fear. So just, again, put it out there. Right? The fear is only false evidence appearing real. Right? That is not the real truth. You're not going to be burned at the stake or stoned for speaking your truth in your book. Right? But for some people, if they explore it, there is this fear. You know, oh my gosh, if I write this, I'm going to die. Well, is that really true? You know, chances are no. I would say probably 100% of the time, no, that's not true. But if you just shove the fears down and shove the doubt down without exploring it, it's going to continue to congest you from being able to get your message out. Giving it voice, giving it space, giving it room to breathe, letting it come out of you and onto the page and just looking at, oh, okay, so these were all the fears that I have inside me. And maybe even right at the top of the page, FEAR, you know, the acronym for false evidence appearing real. And remind yourself as you're writing, you're getting it out. It's not true. You're not still in seventh grade. You don't have that English teacher. Who knows what was going on in their life and who said what to them, right, that could dare say to you as a child that you should never be a writer. I hope you're good at math or whatever they say. Right? But the stuff's got to come up and get cleared in order for you to be able to get the message out. It's just like, and then once the cork is like released, the words will flow with ease and grace, abundance, speed. Again, this is why they call me the transformational book coach. There might be someone else who might just sit you down and say, just, you know, pretend that you have a gun to your head and you have to write for 10 minutes, right? And just write. No, not my style. Clear the stuff. Let it out. And then the writing is more pure and easy.
Yeah, Dr. Joy shared with us back in February when I was talking to him, after all the books he's written, what he's discovered is that the way that we find our voice as a writer is actually through the communication of our deepest secrets with our closest friends. And by really being real and authentic and talking through the worst of our journey, not with everybody. I mean, you don't just walk out on the street and grab somebody and share your most personal, intimate details with, but by actually giving voice to those and having a safe space where you can talk that's where you then begin to actually develop your real, true, genuine, authentic voice as a writer. And it just blew me away. I was like, you know, who would think that the best way to be a writer is to actually just have a really good friend in your life that you can actually share with.
Yep, it's true. And then there are going to be some of you who actually take that, you know, those deepest parts, the parts you don't want people to know. I mean, I've done this before, and I remember the first time I wrote, the book came out in 2012, just a year after I went through the bankruptcy, the foreclosure, all, like, everything. And I thought, you know what, I have to write this and share it, because if I don't, it will keep me a prisoner. right? If there is going to be someone talking about what happened to Christine Closer after all this success, I want to be the one talking about it. I want to, you know, put my true story out there first, and not wait. And I was terrified. I mean, I remember the moment that I hit send, because the book was getting published in June, and I shared my chapter that I wrote in that book with my, you know, community of subscribers at the time, maybe, you know, 5,000-10,000 people. And I hit send, and I dropped my head on the desk and sobbed, because I was terrified that if people found this out about me, they would never in a million years ever want to listen to me, be coached by me, pay me again. And I hit send anyway because I knew that I couldn't go on and attempt to create anything until I actually shared that most vulnerable, most challenging time of my life. And, I mean, the influx of support and gratitude and love that poured in from me sharing my truth was confirmation for me and everyone I've coached ever since that the most liberating thing we can do is share it, whether it's just with close friends or on the pages of a book for thousands to read.
Yeah. It's so much part of our nature to want to hide. And the truth of the matter is that everything that we try to hide will come out. The question becomes, can it serve us or is it going to bury us? You know, there's an old saying, is it going to be your stepping stone or your tombstone? And we have the choice over that. We can hold it in and try to hide it, and it's still going to come out. Or we can be vulnerable enough to let other people who are probably going through the exact same thing we are or just did know, hey, you're not alone, and it's really okay, and there is another side to this thing. So I appreciate you being honest with that and sharing that with us, Christine. I know that even now I'm sure there's some fear that comes along with it, you know, that it's like, well, what if I say this time and now everybody starts hating me, you know?
Haven't had anyone hate me yet for that story, so we'll see. I suppose it can happen, you know?
Yeah. Well, and the truth is it probably never will, but, you know, it's that voice inside of our head that's telling us that it just may never work out, that this time maybe people won't like what I have to say. And that is the kind of power that we can bring when we overcome fear and we begin to realize that it's actually in the sharing of our stories that we help others, and in helping them, we help ourselves. I hope that all of you, if you catch nothing else from today's episode, that you will understand that it's those times that we want to hide that are the very times that we need to step out. So I encourage you to do that. While you're listening to this commercial, think to yourself, where are some places that I can step out boldly and declare what has happened in my life, knowing that the world will meet you where you are and love you still. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. One of my mottos for business owners is, you can't do it alone. Whether you're in the startup stage of your business or you're scaling, you can't grow without relationships to provide support, wisdom, and new customers. eWomen Network is your home to connect with other women entrepreneurs who've been where you are or are experiencing the same challenges. We have chapters across the U.S. and Canada that have monthly events featuring our trademarked process called Accelerated Networking to ensure you get the contacts, resources, and leads you need to grow your business. And once you become a member, you get many benefits, including 2 one-on-one coaching sessions, unlimited access to our membership database, your own personal profile page, and discounts on products and services with our business partners such as UPS and American Express Open. Join the eWomen Network community and let us help you live your dream. For details, visit eWomenNetwork.com.
Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur.
So I'd like to take a minute here and just talk with the people that have gone, wow, I've got to talk to Christina. I really, really need to have her help me get the book out of me. What could people do to work with you, to get to know you better, and maybe have you help them write a transformational book?
Well, there are two things, actually. Right now, I still have the rest of this week left for my free global training called the Transformational Author Experience. And I would highly recommend that you head over to transformationalauthor.com. Again, that's transformationalauthor.com, and just register for the free training. It did start back on the 18th, so you've missed some, but I always believe that people show up at the right time and the right place for what they need. And knowing what's coming up the rest of this week, you will not want to miss it. Lisa Nichols is going to be here on Friday speaking. We've got Derek Rydell and Ryan Eliason and some other amazing, amazing transformational leaders, authors, and book marketing experts. It's kind of the tune for this week. It's a lot about marketing and promotion and then inspiration and living your true divine path as a transformational author. So head over to Transformational Author to get a hold of that. Again, that's completely free. And for those of you who really feel like, I need something more, I so resonate with what Christine said. I do have sort of what I call a paint-by-numbers system for teaching you the step-by-step process for writing a transformational book. And if you're curious in seeing all that that entails, there's a lot of information on my website at getyourbookdone.com. Again, that's getyourbookdone.com. And that's where you will see, it's a six-month training. There's live coaching, so you can actually get on the phone twice a month with me or someone on my team to get direct coaching on your book. So if you want to dip your toe in and just want to, you know, go for free and come into the Transformational Author Experience, go to transformationalauthor.com, which I suggest you all do anyway. And then if you're a little bit more serious about, no, it's my time, you know, I resonate with Christine's style, I want this to be a transformational book and a transformational journey for me, then getyourbookdone.com will be the place to go and learn more about working with me more closely.
I strongly encourage all of you, let that voice come out. Really give yourself permission to, for sure, go to the free one. I mean, who can beat it? It's free. And if it's really coming out of you, get a hold of Christine and have her help you bring that message out into the world, because the world really needs it. So, Christine, let's always leave people with some action things that they can do right now. What would be the number one thing that a person could do immediately, today, this week, whatever, that would help them be able to begin to bring that transformational gift message inside of them out into the world?
Go get a journal. On the front of it, write my book, and inside, begin to jot down all of the messages that you want to share. Like, I know we talked about that earlier, but if there's one action, that's it. And then if there's, of course, another action would be to go to transformationalauthor.com and get registered. That's showing the universe by taking just that one physical action, which you can do in this moment. You don't even need to hop in your car or walk down the street to grab a journal. You can go right now online and show the universe that you're serious. Like, I'm actually going to take physical action, because it responds to the physical actions that we take in the world. So go to transformationalauthor.com. Get started there. It won't cost you a penny. And second thing is, go get that journal or grab a blank one off your shelf if you already have it. And I would highly encourage you, before the end of this day, like, don't even wait until tomorrow. Don't say, oh, when I wake up. Mm-mm. Right now, today, before you put your head on the pillow, I want you to write at least one page in that journal of the different concepts, ideas, and messages that you want to share in your book. So that's my recommendation.
So I hope that a bunch of you are already planning your trip to the store to get your journal, and do use your favorite color pen, do all those kind of things, so that you can begin to release your message out into the world. Christine, I really appreciate you taking the time. I know that it is a very busy week for you, and I really appreciate you taking the time out of your extremely busy schedule this week to meet with us here on the radio and talk about what people can do to bring that message out from within them. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Well, you're so welcome. Yes, it's a busy week, but I always love the opportunity. I'm grateful for the opportunity to speak to more people and help more people get those books out of their heads, out of their hearts, and onto the page. So thank you, Steve, for the invitation to be here today.
And with that, we draw to a close for another episode of Thriving Entrepreneur. I want you to be sure that you know that you are uniquely brilliant. You were created for a purpose. The world needs you. We've talked a little bit today, but I want to make sure that you know that buried inside of you, begging to come out, is a transformational book that will change the lives of all of those who read it. I encourage you, take the time to let that transformational message inside of you out and live your life as a thriving entrepreneur. Join us next week where we will be excitedly talking about the concept of a buying signal. That is to say, the things that our customers tell us that they're ready to buy our product that we may be missing. So I encourage you next week to join in as we talk about buying signals. And until then, live your life as a thriving entrepreneur. Have a fantastic week.
Thanks for listening to Thriving Entrepreneur today. If you want to get your question answered, send an email to questions@wehelpyouthrive.com. We look forward to you joining us again next time.
Are you ready to be a celebrity expert in your field? Are you your own best-kept secret? Do you have talents you want to share with the world? Are you ready to be seen as an authority? Do you have a message you need to share with the world? You know to your core you can help people if you could just reach them. Kathy and I want to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. Are you ready for this? How would you like to be recognized on top media outlets? What would becoming an Amazon bestseller do for your business? How many people could you inspire? And it doesn't take a lifetime. It doesn't take years. It doesn't take months. In fact, in just 60 minutes, you will become a celebrity expert in your field. In 30 days, you will be a best-selling author, and you will be seen on NBC, CBS, ABC, CNN, Fox, and the Wall Street Journal. How does this work? Well, you'll be interviewed on our show, Thriving Entrepreneur, which will then be broadcast on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, and many others, as well as promoted to a network that has a database of over 500,000 people. Your expert interview will be published in your very own book, which is guaranteed to hit best-selling author status on Amazon. Your name and the book title will appear in major media outlets, including ABC, NBC, Fox, CNN. We can guarantee that. Plus, as a bonus, you'll get a custom social media package to promote your book and an MP3 of your interview with 5 key tips on how you can repurpose the content for marketing and sales. Don't be the best kept secret. Get ready to play an A game and be the authority in your field. Go to wehelpyouthrive.com and click on the authority package to get yours today.